This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. You know, get involved with somebody. Get involved with the conversation. Find out what's going on around you, seriously. Or should I say, in all seriousness. That way there, again, yeah. You knowing what's happening. You can see what the other side, or understand, well, if you can understand, okay. You hear what the other side is going through and what's happening, right? I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And once you get some of that information, then you can run with it. You got what you need. All right, I'm sorry, guys, I have got to have fun with this. She's always someone to have fun with. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it shows you how much of their own garbage they start to believe, unless you want to say that Nancy may or may not be altogether with it. She's got her own world. We already know this, right? Do I have to go over this over and over and over again? She does live in her own universe. She does have her own way of saying things. And it doesn't matter what you show her, what you tell her. She's still going to, you know, come at you and tell you how wrong you are, even if you show it to her in black and white. So she is committed, or should be, to her cause, if you would. All right. So here's her telling, I mean, basically, really, truly a team member of hers, how wrong they are. And why they shouldn't talk about, you know, I mean, why they shouldn't defend Donald Trump. And the funny thing about it is the person that she's talking to and or about was not defending Donald Trump. Take a listen. Maybe. There you go.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think anybody can accuse you of that.
I mean, she was like somebody hit her in the head when that woman brought up the fact, well, we did have a pandemic, right? And Nancy stopped, like, how dare you? How dare you question me? See, they don't want, again, when it comes to the things that happen under their watch, they don't want to hear it. And she calls the person, again, this is a bullying tactic, She's calling the person interviewing her an apologist for talking, and you couldn't possibly. This is MSNBC. I think if you know how to spell the name Trump with that group, they throw you out. They'll fire you. I mean, seriously. And again, it's about time. And I don't see this as a common thing, by the way. It's about time some of these news organizations start calling out the left for the fantasies that they tell and talk about. You don't think so? Pelosi, I mean, remember, she falsely claimed that Joe Biden created 9 million jobs, which is a lie. We know it's a lie. It's a bold lie. First of all, government doesn't create jobs. Let's start off there to get out of the way so businesses can create jobs. And a large percentage of the jobs that came back under Joe Biden came back after the pandemic. People are going back to work. But they don't want to hear that. You cannot, they cannot make a positive comment about a Republican, it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or whoever it is, to save their lives. Right? She went on to say that Trump had the worst record of any president we've had, because we've had other concerns too. Of course we've had. We've always had some other concerns. This is nothing new. Remember, it was Democrat officials that forced the closing of many of, not just the states, these businesses and other places to close down during the COVID pandemic. I think all those little restrictions they put in place for the restaurants and other places, 6 feet apart, wear the mask, you know, have these dividers up between us, all this stuff. All of that stuff, I think it was, they were toying with us to see how much stupid stuff we would do. That's how I see it. Right now, the pandemic pretty much was coming to an end, the so-called pandemic was coming to an end at the end of Trump, being president. Businesses were starting to try to start open again. You know, somebody just sent me something that showed almost all the recovered positions post-COVID of Joe Biden went to foreign-born workers. Many of the jobs, the new jobs that were created by the government. So I guess I have to take back and apologize. The government does create jobs when they're trying to fill their own coffers, when they're trying to show us how great it is. Remember, the economy under Obama was being propped up by the government. A lot of you didn't know that or didn't care to know it. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Jennifer Van Laar. She is the deputy managing editor at Red State. Got a lot to talk about with her. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. It truly is. It's the way you make things happen. And in just a few minutes, I'm hoping we get connected with Jennifer Van Laar. And the biggest reason behind all of this, she's got a story up there. She's, by the way, a deputy managing editor of redstate.com. Great place to go check out. A lot of great stories there. Here in Los Angeles, you guys have heard about D.A. Gascon. I mean, this guy doesn't care about anything. And he refuses to press charges in many, many, many of the cases. And all of a sudden, George Gascon's top assistant could, I mean, we're hoping that it could blow the lid off of rampant corruption in L.A. County. I think the problem you're going to have, though, frankly and honestly, is he's probably going to tell her, listen, well, I'll do what I can to save your backside, but you got to keep your mouth shut. Not a word of anything you know or may know. Seriously. That's how the, look, we all know that that's how the game is played. We're not stupid people. And that's why I said to you, period, point blank, this is why you need people digging and pulling up information and talking about these things. And you don't just talk about when they go. Look at some of the stories that have stung me in the past. We're joined by Jennifer Van Laar. She's deputy managing editor at redstate.com. And I will honestly say I haven't been bit by a Red State story yet. I only say yet because God only knows someday I may get bit. I don't know, but I'm hoping I won't. How you doing, Jennifer?
Pretty good. I hope you never get bit either. And if you did, it would probably be because a source gave us bad information. We wouldn't intentionally lead someone astray.
Well, you know, like the especially the old National Enquirer, right? Like, you know, aliens found hiding and, you know, whatever. But no, I was just telling people about what's going on with Gascon's office, right? And but I got to tell you something. I'll let you tell the story in a second, but frankly and honestly, are people even tuned in enough, aware enough, understanding enough? Are they not burnt out? I hope they're not burnt out enough where they won't go read and understand and see what's going on. You know?
Well, I mean, just like a lot of these corruption stories, it's pretty convoluted and there's a lot of people, a lot of different things. It's not like when I wrote the Katie Hill story, it was easy. Like, a picture told 1,000 words there, you know? And so that helped it to go viral because you could just say, oh, my gosh, she was having sex with her subordinate, and that wasn't cool. But with this story, it's very horrific what's been happening. And like I wrote today at Red State, it could actually, and there's a lot of doubters on this, but it actually could just topple the entire power structure in Los Angeles County, which matters to the rest of the country because, you know, Gascon, he started that prosecutor project with George Soros, and now we see what it's doing to the whole country. So if we take down that guy and his enablers, that's going to help the whole country.
Yeah, it's interesting. They're like little kids in a candy shop. When they start to get away with something, they start doing everything right in your face. They can't control themselves. They truly become out of control. They can't seem to hold it. And I think that's now what you're starting to see happening other cities as well, but here in L.A. County especially. Look at the hypocrisy behind Karen Bass's, Mayor Bass, whatever, her house getting broken into. And here, it's a burglary charge, right? And yet, what was he put up in? $1 million bail or something along those lines? If I got it wrong, you can correct me, but I mean, if they broke into my house, they'd get a ticket and say, show back up in 3 years, right?
Right.
That's amazing.
And then all they have to do is sign. They probably wouldn't even have to pay anything. I mean, just like this woman, you know, who was number 3 in Gascon's office, she was arrested on 11 felonies, and her total bond was $50,000.
Wow.
And she was out in 58 minutes. Like, she went in, was arrested, was out in 58 minutes.
Now, give us a background here. So she was arrested by who, and how did they get past Gascon with this?
So Gascon, though there's debate whether Gascon knows that she was under investigation or not, but this woman, her name is Diana Taran, and she oversaw a bunch of things in Gascon's office, like to resentence people or to, if police officers were in use of force situations, whether they got criminally charged or not, that kind of thing. And she just hates cops. And so what she had done when she worked for our former sheriff, like 2 sheriffs ago, copied thousands, I'm told, of personnel files onto a portable hard drive.
Wow.
When she knew that Sheriff Villanueva was coming in and took them with her and has dispersed them among various agencies and even some of the contents to the LA Times, which is very much against the law. And she's used them in a lot of ways, which we can get into. But the main thing is that this woman, she's an attorney. She's been practicing law for over 30 years. She hates cops. She started out in the DA's office, and she made up some story that, there's a cop on a case I was going to prosecute that told me he fabricated the report, and he was going to just stick with that, but we dropped the charges, and now I don't like cops. So she's been on this rampage for 20-some years. Here we thought it was the DA's office or the defund the police stuff, but here all along this woman's been in the sheriff's department framing people and just doing a lot of bad things that we'll get into in a bit to basically hurt cops and let criminals out of prison.
Wow. It's amazing to me these people who hate police so much are so involved in this. It's got to be their way of undermining what's going on. But they're also undermining the ability to stop crime, aren't they?
Yeah, because when you take out the good cops, because they might rat on your corruption, and then you have just the bad apples left, and then you have prosecutors who let criminals just have a revolving door,
Yep. Well,
you get what we're seeing in L.A.,
Oh, yeah. And you're getting a lot. You know, I'm involved a lot with kids in school, and it's nothing like it used to be. There is no deterrent anymore for them. Absolutely none. There's nothing to scare them with because they know they're going to be back at the school within an hour after being picked up on just about any charge there is. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
You know, so. Wow. Oh, yeah. They write them up. They turn around. They drop them back off at school. Ridiculous. So,
because they're kids, you know, they're perfect and innocent.
Yes, I had four of them. They were not, perfect, nor innocent. They thought they were. We're going for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how this started, who did the investigation, and how wide of a net this might cast in LA County. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You know, we've got a lot happening, a lot to get through. We got Jennifer Van Laar with us. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure the people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
The tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes on Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan anticipated to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. And a proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republicans sought security escorts and special screenings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you get informed, you have a way to push back. It's really that simple. All right? And don't push back with what you heard or what you saw fly by your phone on Twitter or X or whatever. No, you need to fight back with real facts. Real facts, so if they go check you out or check out what you're saying, they'll get the same information you do in some way, shape, manner, or form. Joined by Jennifer Van Laar, Deputy Managing Editor at RedState.com, and see her recent story about what's going on in Los Angeles with Gascon's number three being charged with 11 felonies. But, man, Jennifer, you got to give us some insight here because she's in his office. I don't know who did the investigation. You would think he would have known about it unless it was the feds, and even that I think somebody would have told him.
Right. So it was our Attorney General Bonta who actually endorsed Gascon. So that's pretty interesting, and people say, well, you know, nothing's going to happen. Well, 11 felonies were charged against her, and those don't just go away necessarily, you know.
Right.
So something has happened. I obviously can't predict where it will go from here. But this woman, Diana Turan, she would go after deputies sometimes where they call it a constitutional policing program. So there's a thing called a Brady list. If an officer has over and over lied or has other credibility issues, then they have to be put on this list. And then on cases that they are the investigator on, the defense attorneys can get that information. That's a great thing in concept because you do want to know if this person who's allegedly telling the truth about some criminal has issues with their own credibility. But it's morphed into this thing where people can just have spurious allegations that get put in there. And what we'll find out, what was happening with Diana Turan was she and the Internal Affairs Bureau at LA Sheriff Department were making up allegations about certain deputies if they wanted to get rid of them, or just withholding exculpatory evidence during the investigation. So then these deputies would get terminated or disciplined. So she worked with, like I said before, Sheriff McDonald, who was 2014 to 2018 in charge of LA County.
Right.
It's important because right before that we had Lee Baca, who's now in jail, I think. I don't know if he kicked the bucket since I last checked in or not. But
I hear he went to the same school that Joey B went to, and he's kind of wandering around, not really knowing who he is or where he's at.
Yeah. But he was, since 1998, he had been sheriff, and he ran a pretty corrupt enterprise, and there was just terrible abuse going on in the LA County jail, rapes going on by deputies of inmates, a lot of bad stuff. And so there was an appetite, justifiably, to get rid of all of these bad apples. There was a total of 21 members of the sheriff's department convicted of either jail abuse or obstruction of justice, like over time, by the time they got that investigation done. So McDonald comes in and he's, I'm going to be a reformer. I'm going to clean house. He brings Diana Turan in, who's hated cops forever. Hey, be in charge of my internal affairs investigations and the constitutional policing stuff. But what she did, she withheld, and there's a guy, a former lieutenant, let me pull up his name, Lieutenant Rich Weston, and he retired in 2019, and he, after Turan's arrest story broke, he put on his Facebook and had about five different deputies send me all the screenshot, saying that right before he retired, he was tasked with reviewing 12 discharge cases recommended by Turan and McDonald and their very obedient chain of command. And it said that they justified termination using fabricated evidence, literally, or evidence entered after executive case review. So this guy found audio recordings that absolutely exonerated the deputy but were left out of the findings, found where one time where an expert backfired on internal affairs and exonerated a deputy with the written policy, but they ignored that interview.
Oh, God.
This is the best one. In a custody case, two deputies were fired for unreported force. The only problem was they were on their day off when it supposedly happened and were fired because the investigators assumed the inmate made up the allegations and assumed the inmate must have just been mistaken about the date he claimed the deputies beat him up. The truth was he was beaten by other inmates and made up a good story. And these guys got fired. So here you have at least 12 people that this former lieutenant is talking about that lost their jobs over evidence that the exculpatory evidence being left out, which is exactly what she is trying to prevent criminal defendants from having that happen. But, like, it's okay for it to happen to cops, right? No. I mean, so these people lost a lot of money and lost their livelihood.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible what she did. So that's what she was doing there. And then whenever they knew that, see, nobody thought Alice Villanueva was going to win in 2018 because the incumbent sheriff had not lost re-election in over 140 years. But when he made it to the top two after that primary, then Turan started downloading his personnel file, like, and taking it, which is against the law, out of the sheriff's office. And all of the people that he was friends with, like within the department, because Villanueva was a deputy, married to a deputy too. So you fast forward to later that fall when he wins, and the weekend before he's sworn in, Diana Turan goes to the office with that external hard drive and downloads a ton of files, and they have from the investigation that was originally carried out by Villanueva's people. They have emails between Max Huntsman, who's the inspector general in L.A. County, and Turan telling her which files to get, what to do with them, when to bring them to him.
Wow.
That kind of thing. So it's pretty bad what they've got on her.
Wow. I got nothing. I'm sitting here listening to you thinking to myself, I mean, first of all, how stupid can you be? Did she really think that she wasn't going to get caught at this at some point in time? Did somebody blow the whistle on her? During the investigation, do they have safeguards in place to know when things are being downloaded or certain files have been accessed?
You can tell within the system, and that's where it's so funny because, so they didn't, I guess she did try to just delete the emails within, it was her official email that this guy was emailing, But those systems are all backed up. Like, the IT department can find it even if you delete your emails.
Oh, yeah.
But, so then what happened was there were a lot of deputies that they knew were being dismissed without really great cause during McDonald's administration. So when Villanueva came in, he said, let's look back and see which deputies we think that we want to bring back to the force because they were unjustly let go. Well, during that, one of the IT guys or one of the guys that went into that system noticed that Villanueva's file had been downloaded like 30 times in one day earlier that year.
Wow.
And so they started looking, and eventually that's how they ended up finding all of this. Like, there were some IT guys that had been a McDonald loyalist, so they just kind of said, oh, we can't find anything. So Villanueva brought in different guys that then found all these artifacts. It was like a forensic investigation of the computer systems to find all of it. But they found it, and then they gave it to Bonta 2 years ago. And it wasn't until just now, right before the statute of limitations ran on these crimes, that they charged her.
God. Just, no, it's hilarious because, again, I still feel like these people doing some of the things they're doing is because they're getting away with so much countrywide. They know that they're not going to technically be prosecuted. Look at Fannie Willis over there in Georgia, and you know that there's a lot more there than we're hearing. Yeah. I call her Fannie for a reason, but that's a story for another day. But you know that she's much more corrupt than what you're hearing about. She's done a lot more than you're hearing about. I got a funny feeling that they're looking and saying, look, if something's going to break on her, maybe we need to charge her first so the rest of the stuff will just go away or get hidden or we'll not have to deal with it. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But there's something going on there as well, and you're seeing that here in L.A. Well, L.A. County's been like this for a long time, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. L.A. County's been like this since the 30s. They just don't talk about it as much as they talk about New York or Chicago. But they're investigating this Huntsman guy, too, over different things, like with Sheila Kuehl, which I know you're familiar with that story. And Gascon, so she used these files in Gascon's office. She uploaded all of them to a database within Gascon's office, from what I'm told. So she's giving the information to other people, and this information might not be very valid. And Gascon knew she was doing this, so he could be on the hook, too. So kind of the thought is, and this former lieutenant that worked with her said that she is very shrewd and that she most likely has proof to be able to save herself. So,
all right, hold on. Oh, you got to hold that. We're going to go for a break and make people hang out because, you know, it's always good to hang. Let them hang for a minute. And,
yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I agree with you. I kind of know we're going to go with this, and I agree with you. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Jennifer Van Laar.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Tom Athena, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly get informed so you have a clue as to what's going on. So I keep telling people. It's not a matter of I'm smarter than you or I'm this or I'm that or anybody's smart. Just get the information you need so that when you're out there speaking to someone, you really just don't sound like you're pulling in from a dark place, I'll put it that way. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's a deputy managing editor at Red State. Always appreciate her time with me and her insight on these stories. And Jennifer, again, thanks for being with me.
Always. And, you know, I want to address something that people always say in these stories, because I get so sick of it. I yelled at a few friends over this. Like, I mean, we all get negative, but... Right. You know, this is what I do for my life's work, and I know that a lot of times there aren't immediate consequences or maybe even long-term consequences when I expose something, but the alternative is to just let it go, and then it gets worse. So, you know, they have to know that someone is watching over what they do, otherwise they just do this with impunity, and that's how we've gotten where we've gotten in Los Angeles and California,
oh, because... Yeah.
the press wasn't doing their job. So I'll have people say, like, well, yeah, great work, but, you know, nothing will happen. Who cares? And I'm like, okay, first of all, you just told me, like, I should just go kill myself because nothing I do matters. Thanks, oh, friend. Thanks a lot. I like that. You know, at least can you give me a day of being excited for doing good work? You completely crap all over my parade. But, I mean, the other thing, too, is people say, well, nothing's going to happen. Nothing ever happens to Democrats. And I want to say, and I'm about to do a piece with Elizabeth. No, that is just wrong. I started off that last segment talking about Sheriff Baca and 21 members of the Sheriff's Department who were convicted. Jose Huizar, L.A. City Councilman, convicted on corruption charges. Mark Ridley Thomas, L.A. County Supervisor. I don't know if he's in prison yet, but maybe he will be soon. Corruption charges. Leland Yee, former state senator who was on the ballot for Secretary of State in 2016 when he was raided and then sent to prison because he and Raymond Shrimpboy, however you say the rest of, I think Yee, I can't remember the guy's last name, they were trafficking arms. Leland Yee was our top anti-gunner.
Oh, I know.
The California Senate, and he was trafficking arms. And he was sent to prison. I know there are more, but that's just off the top of my head.
Right.
Sitting here right now in the last less than a decade that who've all gone to prison. And there's other people under investigation. So, I mean, for people to say that, it's just moronic and ignorant.
Well, you don't give up just because you feel like you might be losing. I mean, you'd be surprised. I'm always surprised at something, you know, one of us said or did, and somebody's picked it up over the years and they've run with it or they've worked at it themselves and they've made a difference. They've helped remove somebody from office or they've helped somebody not get in the office because of information they had and they knew about.
Right.
You know, so you're right. Sometimes it's not instantaneous and you got to deal with that.
And also, I mean, and I said this to someone a couple of years ago because they were, again, like, why did Democrats, nothing ever happens to Democrats. And then there was a kind of a power struggle within L.A. County. And I said, see, the thing is, you're right, Republicans really don't have a lot of power here. But the thing is, the Democrats all have things on each other. And there's a lot of egos in there and a lot of ambition. Yeah. And the minute that someone that you have stuff on is a threat to your political advancement, then you can get rid of them. And that's when those stories start getting leaked to the L.A. Times or leaked to other places. And that's what we think is happening with Bonta. They know that Gascon's poll numbers are in the toilet, that he's probably going to lose.
Right.
They know that his Soros DA is all over the country, like, what's happening with that. And Bonta doesn't want to be seen as one that has completely buried everything alleged against Democrats.
That's a good point.
So all of a sudden he's like, okay, Gascon might just need to be the one that's sacrificed so that all the rest of us can still be corrupt.
Yeah, and he's not the most upright guy in the world either, Bonta. And he's wanting to run for governor. And, you know, people...
That too.
Yeah. I mean, you tell people, pay attention.
Right.
To your point, these guys are just upright and righteous because they're upright and righteous. Step back. Look at the bigger picture. See where it is that they want to go.
Right. You know? And people, the people who criticize and say, nothing's going to happen, they're usually the ones saying, well, Gascon's going to let her go. Okay, moron. Gascon didn't bring the charges. He can't, he's by law, cannot prosecute one of his own employees. It's a conflict. So, no, Gascon's not going to get rid of the charges.
God,
sorry, I had to bring.
No, I don't blame you. I feel the same way you do sometimes. It's like when people say, well, you know, I'm seeing it. Why just close it down, shut the lights off, and go? There's no saving California. Okay, well, maybe I can't save the whole state. But if I can shine light on one person, one corrupt person, one person that's, you know, hurting our kids or you know what I'm saying, hurting my city, if you would,
what's the problem? I mean, look at the protests at UT Austin. That's Texas, where everyone tells me to go. But they have the same woke crap happening there.
I had somebody call me from there, a friend of mine, said, sweet Jesus, stop sending them here, okay? They're screwing up our churches. They're screwing up our cities. One small city they went to, apparently they were complaining about services. People in town did not make big bucks. I mean, this is a little more lighthearted, but right. The bottom line with it is they wanted these services that were going to raise taxes on all the homes there. And those people were perfectly happy living there before.
Yeah.
Like, why do you bring this to us?
No, if you're going to go move somewhere that's different than from where you are, learn the culture, be one of those people. Be, go there because you like what is there, not just because you want to make it a mini version of what you left.
Yep, totally agree with you. All right, so how long does this play out, and who does she take? You know she's not going down alone, right?
No, so her, oddly enough, her arraignment was supposed to be this morning, and I heard from another reporter working on this that they were told July 1st, and then another deputy DA told me a couple months. So I don't know why they're putting the arraignment off that far unless they're going to try to get her to flip. So what I'm going to do during that time is keep developing more and more information. Like, this is just the very tip of the iceberg of the things that this woman did, and it's going to end up costing L.A. taxpayers, I'm guessing, about $100 million and claims that'll end up being paid out by from all the lives that she ruined.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And as well as should be, because these guys, again, I know not all sheriffs are angels. I got the deputies are angels. We, you know, there are bad people in every profession. But a lot, there's such an easy mark. There's such an easy target for things like this, you know?
Right. I mean, you have a board of supervisors who doesn't like cops either, then they just look the other way when people make up evidence about them.
Yeah, it is sad. But anyway, you got, and then we've got Villanueva. I don't know how you felt about him. I was telling people, did a story about him a couple of weeks ago, and I said, look, here was a guy that, for whatever reason, I was not a big fan of his in the beginning, but when he started cleaning up the streets of L.A., when something happened where he all realized that he actually had power from within the city limits because it was under the L.A. County, that he started doing some things to clean up and stop crime, and he just didn't get along with the politicos, right? I mean, it was the biggest part of his problem.
Yeah, I didn't like him shutting down the gun stores during the pandemic, like saying that they weren't essential.
Right.
But he also gave a lot more concealed carry permits than any sheriff before him, and didn't sell them the way that Baca did.
Yeah,
like you said, when he started going against the politicos, that's when they started really going after him, and that's why they wanted to get rid of him, because they knew that he would expose all of this.
Well, the thing I loved about it, too, is when the supervisors were on his case for certain things, I said, you know, the beauty behind it, he's in an elected position. He doesn't have to, unlike the chief of police of Los Angeles City, he's in an elected position. He doesn't have to do what they say. The flaw in that is they have his budget. They control his purse strings.
Right. And they kept defunding and defunding.
Yeah. Just amazing to me, because they don't have to do. Okay, so what are the things you're working on? What are the hot stories you got that people go check out on Red State?
Everything is pretty much L.A. County right now. There's also the Connect voting systems that those charges Gascon dismissed without reason to dismiss them. He dismissed them because it would help Trump. And then I had a $5 million settlement that didn't go through the regular claims process paid out to that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm in all of that. So that's going to take a little bit of time to get all the documents. But my spidey senses say that there's some corruption going on there.
Oh, you think? Just a little bit, maybe?
Just a little.
God bless. It's, you know, telling people, you want to see what California's like? Just do a little work on Newsom. You know, somebody as stupid as his restaurant, where everybody else has got to pay the $20, and somehow he only has to pay 16. He doesn't care. He's made no comment. Has he done the State of the Union address yet, or the State of the State address?
No, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. But, you know, on that Connect settlement, they filed suit against the county, and in 3 months they got it settled. The county said they paid over $630,000 in their own legal fees to their counsel in 3 months, and they never even brought a motion to dismiss it for prosecutorial immunity. Now, you and I have been sued before, and I don't see how you rack up $630,000 in attorney fees in 3 months.
Well, wait a minute now. In all fairness, that could have been Fannie Willis's boyfriend. Is that who's?
Well, yeah, exactly. The case? I mean, especially when you don't file any motions to try to get the case dismissed. What in the heck are you doing for that $630,000?
All right, redstate.com, redstate.com. Look her up. Check out the stories there. Jennifer Van Laar, always a pleasure to have you on with me. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
All right, people, you stuck with me for the next hour. A lot going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Count it right.